Hi and welcome to Healthy Life Hacks. I'm Jennifer Jeffries, the present day wise woman, a realistic naturopath coming to you from the surfing beaches of Australia. This podcast is for those of you who are wanting to really rock your life and health and live from a place of prevention. Let's get into today's episode. Hey everyone, I am super excited. I'm here with Georgia, my fanny physio. I have a couple of fanny physios. Georgia's the one who got me back to surfing and honestly helped a big part of my mental health when my fanny fell out. So Georgia, it did. You know me intimately, Georgia. Like fanny physios do. Dude, really honestly, I lost so much self-confidence when that happened, and as much as I was having all treatments and for it, it got to the point I needed to see someone like you for my mental health. So what did you do to me? Don't tell all the gories. We're going to do that in the episode, but what did you do to me?
Well, quickly we were able to give you a device called a pessary that gave you pretty much immediate relief of your symptoms. But also what's really important to me for my patients is to help that mental health side of it as well. So you know there's something there supporting you straight away.
I love it. So you are a physiotherapist who specializes in women's health, and I am so grateful for you. So let's dive in. We're going to talk pessaries.
Yay.
Okay. Did you bring any along you can do show and tell with?
No, I don't have any.
Oh, no.
Yes, I don't have
it. No, I'm not going to show the one that you give me.
Where's yours? You have, what do you have, three?
Where are they? I have a range of pessaries. I do. No, I'm not going to show. Well, I could, but it's been in my body. I don't go, hey, here's what I prepared earlier and I've worn before.
Yes. Well, you should get it out at the end. You're the one that's put away. Unless you want to do full demonstration.
No, I'm not doing a full demonstration on that. Okay, so everyone who's listening along right now, I'm not going to edit out that bit. Why? Because one of the absolute superpowers that I have discovered fanny physios have is to make us feel comfortable in such an emotionally uncomfortable thing that happens to us as women. It really, seriously, you and Sarah, my other fanny physio, what you do is gold. And I've said it to both of you. I could cry thinking about it. It was horrible for me. I was 62 and I am strong, fit, healthy, and all good. And yet I lost so much confidence when my fanny decided to fall out. And I got no hints of it coming with pee things. Now you get a lot of women who with all the incontinence and those, so we want to talk into that. But what you did for me, truly, I want to thank you because it was important for my mental health. I'll wipe my eyes while you talk about. Tell us a bit about yourself first. I'm serious.
That's why I started doing what I do is because I actually started working as a Pilates instructor. Oh, I want to give you a hug.
Thank you very much. I need a hug.
As a Pilates instructor, and I saw how many women didn't know what was going on with their body and they had all these symptoms and they didn't know where to get help. And so that's when I became interested in the pelvic floor, and I actually found out a lot about it through starting with pregnancy and the postnatal period. And then I found out all these things that can come along with pregnancy, but also just with aging as well. And I realized how much these women needed help, and it's my absolute pleasure to be able to make a difference in their life. It's so important.
Yeah, thank you. So there's different, which I learned so much just through coming to you for treatments. It's like an assessment. You guys do the most thorough internal, like insane for any woman. And I promise these fanny physios are the queens of helping you feel comfortable during it. So there's different kinds of prolapses. So like for me, I had none of the pee symptoms, but my bits decided to try to fall out of it.
Yes.
So do you want to just explain a little bit for people from your perspective the different kind of prolapses you see? Let's start there.
Well, I'll go back. Actually, it's interesting. Lots of women think, oh, I don't have any incontinence. I don't have any of those symptoms. I must be fine. And I've actually had a few ladies come in like that lately, but they notice this bulge that's just appeared out of nowhere. So
That's what mine did, a bulge.
incontinence isn't the only symptom you should be looking out for. You want to check for heaviness and pressure, or just like dragging in your lower abdomen. They can all be symptoms as well as incompletely emptying your bladder or bowel. Some women, lots of women don't talk about it, but some women need to actually apply pressure onto their perineum, the bit between the vagina and the anus, to actually do a bowel motion because they feel like they need pressure there.
Yeah,
And
experience
some
people with
women
that.
actually need to use a finger and insert it vaginally to help them do the bowel motion as well. So, and that's something that, you'd feel very nervous to discuss with anyone.
Huge.
So
Yeah.
there are things you should look out for and know, like, that is not normal and you should get help, and there is help out there for you. Yes, back to what you said, Jen. There's
Oh, that's a really good point. And it's interesting, since I've been so vocal about the fact that my fanny decided to want to try and fall out, which I know now after going to you guys that it's not going to actually fall out. No,
No.
but it's bloody uncomfortable
Yeah.
at times. So yeah, I've had so many and really good girlfriends, like for decades, who've gone the I've been peeing myself for years. And I'm like, what? Go and see someone.
Yes, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have a prolapse, because there's the pelvic floor side of it, which helps with your continence and the support.
Right.
Then, like what you had, if it's okay me saying that, is
You can
more.
say anything you want about my bits. You've seen and
Well,
helped me with it. I want to be real, Georgia. This is so
yeah.
important because we don't talk about it. I have no problem with you saying whatever you want to say about what you found with my body and what we've done. I'm good.
There's also, so there's the pelvic floor side of it with the incontinence and controlling wind and feces as well. But there's also, you might just have that structural side of it where it's the connective tissue that has been affected, and you just lose that connective support. So the actual structural walls of the vagina can then drop down, and that's what gives you your prolapse. It's not actually because the pelvic floor is weak. And that's something that lots of people find it difficult to get their head around, is understanding that there's the pelvic floor side of it that could be the cause, but then there's also the structural component internally.
Yeah, and when you worked with my pelvic floor, we found that it was tight. And my brain thinks, well, if it's tight, that shit shouldn't fall out.
Yes, you're
But it
holding
was falling out, and
your
doing
life.
exercises wasn't helping.
Yeah, and then if you were, just to Google something online and be like, oh, I need to do my pelvic floor exercises, and you're squeezing all day,
I
it's
did it.
actually going to make it, well, it's not going to improve it, but it might make other things more difficult, like going to the toilet or achieving penetration.
Huge. All right. So let's talk pessaries and to help with women if they're incontinent or
Yes.
right through to kind of what we're doing with me with bare minds, dropped out and is improving, guys. I just want to share. I was ever like a yes when I saw you last visit. It's like, yes. And it is. Mine is in well and truly half the day now, which is great. It's when I'm really tired, fatigued at the end of the day. But if I do everything right, yeah, it's wildly different to what it was 5 months ago. Yeah.
Yes, and tell them what you did when.
No.
Yes.
No. Oh,
You're
look.
feeling better.
Okay, so I was feeling really good about a month or so. When did I see you? I saw you in January, so maybe a month ago. It was really feeling really good. So I have weekly treatments with my fanny physio, and I have acupuncture and those things with it. Do my exercises, and I see Georgia with for checkups and support as well. And it was going great. And I went, I can surf without my pessary in. And that same day, I did a workout. I did my strength training for surfing without the pessary in. And I finished that training, or partway through the training, I thought, oh, fuck, it's fallen out again. Like literally. And it was down like it had been when it first happened. I just, The good news is when I started behaving properly again and really focused on it, it came back way quicker than what it took the time to get it to that point. And it's back to that point now, well and truly. But yeah, although damn that thing that, yeah, that pessary works. Okay, I said, are you happy?
Yeah, and then you're like,
I'll
I'll listen to Georgia.
listen to Georgia. It
Yes.
helps because it really it knocked my confidence, and even me using that pessary, it was like it was a bit of a mind fuck for me to mentally use it. And for those you can explain about using them and inserting them and stuff, but it did. It was big for me to work this out. So thank you for helping me feel comfortable to do it. All right, tell us about pessaries.
Okay, so a pessary is a medical grade device. It's made of silicon. There's so many, and they come in different shapes and sizes according to the type of prolapse you have, the assessment of your actual vagina. So when we assess you, we're looking at the width and the length as well. So that will determine the size of the pessary because we want it to be comfortable, but we also want it to do its job. So we want to give you one that fits well to give you that structural support. Depending on the type of pessary that you're provided with will determine the amount of time you can wear it for. Most of them you can wear for, I usually tell people to wear it for a week, take it out, wash it, and then wear it again the next day for another whole week. Some of them you have to remove every day, but that's only one particular type. And then some of them you can leave in for months. So, depending on the type of client I have, I will take into account, are they having intercourse? How old are they? Are they able to take the pessary in and out themselves? Or if you're a bit older or have arthritis in your fingers, that might be something that's really difficult. So I'll have to take all of this into account to pick the type of pessary I give you.
Yeah, and thank you for selecting when she first brought them out and rang them out. I'm going, fuck me, no, I don't want that. And I delayed in coming to see someone like you because I was adamant I didn't want to go that course. I really didn't. So I really delayed seeing you.
You were a bit hard at the start. We went way over time, but I was like, no, I'm going to convince this lady. We're going to help her.
It was a mind fuck for me, and it was honestly kind of scary. I was so outside my realm, and I'm a pain in the ass old school naturopath, and so we don't just stick pieces of silicon in our body for the sake of it. So it was important to me that I found someone I could work with where I could literally I put it in to go surfing. I'm going to go and train this afternoon with my trainer, and I'll put it in and then take it out after that session. So I needed something I could do that would work for my brain and thinking as well, but I get that the convenience of it, some women having them in, for longer periods of time. So, yeah, it was big for me to even come to you, Georgia. So, thank you for being so patient. You won me over, all right?
Yeah, and I do have ladies that are just like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't have intercourse. So they actually go off for 2 or 3 months, and then they come back, and then I will take it out, clean it for them, reinsert it, and then see them 2 or 3 months later.
Yeah, it's definitely just an easy thing to do now, mentally, emotionally, and physically. But at the start, yeah, you were very patient. So, you said something to me like when we were chatting before we hit record, and that's that literally you got me active again. You give women the ability to kind of deal with however that prolapse is showing up. Kind of while they're doing the healing. It doesn't do the healing work. It helps us kind of deal with life, doesn't it?
The pessary.
Pessary, yeah.
Well, no, a pessary is something that you can insert and it will give you immediate relief of your symptoms.
Yes.
But it actually has been shown now in like really recent literature and research that it does improve your prolapse, which is super
Really?
exciting.
No, I'm not leaving it in longer. That's
Yeah.
interesting.
You
That's interesting because, yeah, my brain saw that it's exactly that. It's instant relief all of a sudden. I didn't sit properly for the 2 months before I came and saw you. I sat with one cheek. I couldn't sit straight on a chair. It was that uncomfortable. For those who haven't heard my other previous podcasts about this, for me, my experience has been it's like the feeling like you've got a tampon halfway in. And that was so if you sit down with a tampon halfway in, trust me, you don't sit regular.
And it takes about a day as well, and it becomes very distressing.
It didn't hurt at all, but it was so uncomfortable. So yeah, it's been a bit of an adventure. All right. So if there was something you wanted to really I guess give to our listeners from your point of view as a fanny physio, for me, you gave me hope. What would you want to share with people? Yeah, with what it is.
To be aware of your body and to put your health first. If you are worried about something or if you are unsure if something's normal, just go and ask someone and try and get help. And even if you go and what you're experiencing is normal, that's going to make you feel better anyway. So I think 100% go and get a pelvic floor assessment if you've never had one, just to learn about your body, address any issues you might have, or you might leave feeling super confident, and that's going to make you feel better in daily activities anyway.
Nicely put. So find a women's health physio, a mini physio I choose to call you, in your local area.
Don't Google fanny physios. Maybe look up pelvic floor physio or women's health physio. You might find
Right, women's health physio.
that's how you
I just
found
got
me,
used to saying
fanny
fanny
physio.
physio, especially in
Go
America, because North
to
America, your fannies, your butt, it's a butt physio.
Wikipedia.
You on a day-to-day basis, I follow you on socials because I love that you do reels, which will say, hey, we're gonna do six holds for 6 seconds. And I do it. And then it'll say, do 10 fast low, fast lows or something. So I want you to, because we've got, all the muscles of pelvic floor, but you sum it up. If you're going to do one thing to hold, you say to do
Squeeze your anus.
squeeze your bum hole.
Yes, because lots of people do it wrong when they think about trying to hold on to wee, or it gets too complicated by, squeeze the pebble and all of this. Whereas when you squeeze your anus, you're getting both layers of the pelvic floor, and it's something, hopefully, that we all have practiced doing before. So if squeeze your anus isn't making sense, you can try and imagine holding on to wind. But there is research on that. So the posterior, which means behind or the anus cue, does have a much higher rate of people doing it correctly versus any of the other pelvic floor cues.
Well, I definitely squeeze my butthole every time I get a chance now. And I do play along with you with your reels. So, where can people follow you? Let's start there. What's your socials? Where to find you?
I have a women's health Instagram. It's called Women's Wellness Project. There's lots of information on the pelvic floor on there. There's videos with diagrams. There's exercises. And like you said, Jen, I'll try and post once or twice a week with some pelvic floor exercises. There's two different types of exercises. Do you know what they are, Jen?
No, I don't want to
The
say.
holds and
And the fast low, fast lows.
yes. So when you're
Yeah.
doing your pelvic floor exercises, you want to do holds, but you also want to do some quick contractions of the pelvic floor because that will help more with things like leaking when you cough, laugh, sneeze. And then the holds are more for endurance. So making sure you train both of the fast muscle fibers and the slow muscle fibers.
Well, your reels are great for me. I definitely play along whenever you post them. So thank you. So everyone, follow Georgia so you can play along as well and just check out the information. The link to your website and everything is in your bio. That's the go.
Yes.
Cool. And you, for old people like me who use Facebook more than Instagram,
Yes,
you do
I have
everything
a
as if
Facebook
it's in Facebook and Instagram are
with
linked.
this wellness project.
There you go. Cool. check her out. You've absolutely made my life way more manageable since I got my prolapse. So I thank you. And just thank you for everything that you do for women. It's priceless work.
Makes me so happy. I love that.
Super cool. Thanks, Georgia. Thanks for jumping on and chatting to our people.
Thank you, Jen.
I want to thank you for being here today. If you enjoyed my podcast, please let me know by leaving a review on Apple Podcast. Every month, I draw one lucky person who leaves a review, have a free 1 hour consultation with me. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you're tuning in from so that you always catch the next episode. I welcome your emails and you can write to me at podcast@healthylifehacks.com.au. Until next time, remember, when it comes to life, live it, love it, and get on with it.